Last Monday afternoon, Senator Negron stepped out of a large black touring bus at Florida State University. He was flanked by a bipartisan delegation of senators, and the lawmakers traded greetings with an old friend. Former Republican senator and current FSU president John Thrasher.
We have an elevator if anybody needs it.
The first stop was the criminology department, and school dean Tom Blomberg explains the program is a bright spot for one of Florida's two preeminent universities.
Literally, for the last 7 years, we've been the fastest growing major on this campus.
Senator Negron arranged this listening tour as a way to hear from universities about what they need. Not surprisingly, most want money to hire more and more prestigious faculty members and also to fund new facilities. But Negron's listening tour is also about telling, offering a platform to telegraph his policy priorities to university leaders. And one of the big ones is job placement.
So you have 2,000 undergraduates. Just give me, you know, pie chart level. What percentage go on to graduate school? What percentage go on to work in what we would call criminal justice arena? What percentage can't find jobs? Tell me the 2,000 students about where are they winding up?
Yeah, probably 80% are either going to graduate school, law school, very high percentage.
Yeah, it's a very competitive
program. This is a very nice building.
Yeah.
Across town at Florida A&M University, Negron put the same question to pharmacy school dean Dr. Michael Thompson.
I've heard anecdotally that it's strong, but I just wanted to hear from you.
It's very good. It's
you
very
have
good.
People coming on campus to interview and hire them before
yes,
they graduate?
Yes, every October we have a career fair. We'll be having graduation in a couple of weeks, and like 90% of our people are already employed.
But although FSU and FAMU have programs that rank among the very best in the country, it's clear there are major disparities when it comes to facilities. FSU just pulled down the largest private academic donation in state history to break ground on a new school of entrepreneurship. At FAMU, Negron visited a brand new computer lab and talked with freshman Sabrina Coleman while she worked on her physics homework.
Like 1 through 15 or just this
No,
question?
Just this section 15 with the subsets, like A through F. Like how long would it take you to do that work and get correct answers about?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Max.
Are you serious?
But down the hall in the same building, the school's vice president of research, Timothy Moore, showed off a much older classroom. It's long and narrow, with cinder block walls, stained green carpet, and rows of mismatched desks.
We're still using this building and still using these facilities to instruct our students. And that makes it tough. Makes it tough. Now we'll show you what.
And there are disparities between the schools when it comes to another of Negron's priorities, four-year graduation rates. FAMU's most recent figures are just 13%. FSU's are more than four times that. But Senator Oscar Brainin says there's a very good reason for the difference. He says household incomes for FSU students crack $100,000, but at FAMU, it's just over 30.
You know, we're talking about students, and when you say they got a job, they're not getting a job to pay the rent at their house. They're getting a job sometimes to send money back home and pay the rent at their apartment that they live in Tallahassee and to possibly buy food, right? Am I not? Is that plenty of rent?
And an environmental science student named DeMarcus Robinson put a face on it.
So my story is I probably won't be able to come back next semester, being that I have a balance this semester, and I don't know how to pay for next year. So I thought about going back home. I really don't want to go back home. I really love being at FAMU a lot.
After the meeting, Negron pulled Robinson aside. They spoke for a few moments, exchanged numbers, and shook hands. Then Negron walked over to speak with University President Elmira Mangum. Afterward, here's what he had to say.
You know, I have a heart for the young man and want him to be able to complete his university education in a timely manner. So between the university and between, you know, perhaps anonymous philanthropy that exists, I think there's a way that we can get him back. So I'm going to talk with the president about it in more detail, but I'm optimistic that we can work something out.
And here's President Mangum.
I love that he's open to help, and I'm going to take him up on that opportunity as soon as I talk to DeMarcus. But that's what we get from people that we meet all the time. A lot of times it's individual types of support for individual students, but I've got 8,000 others.
Negron's wish list is long, and it could be a significant undertaking. He wants to increase funding for the top level of Bright Futures, help universities expand or renovate facilities, and provide more money to attract or retain top faculty members. And he's hoping to do all of that without raising tuition. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.